Today on the God Pod.
I would say that humans obviously are my biggest mistake, but they're also my favorite mistake. Because they make all that TV that I love.
You were pretty bored before television came along. You were like, eh.
Oh, I had no idea how bored I was, Moses, until humans started drawing stuff on cave walls.
Yeah.
I was like, this shit's blowing my mind. Look how cute they are. Moses, have you ever been anally probed by an alien?
I have not.
It's not bad.
Well, now I'm a little upset because they never offer it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, a couple times I was like, is there anything else that needs to happen here? And they're like, no, we're good.
No, we're good. We're good on you, Moses. We, these days, it's like rocket fuel. I'm so old, I can't really handle it anymore.
Same.
Right? High five, Moses. High five on being old fucks. What's up, heathens? I'm God. Welcome to the God Pod. Let's meet my co-host for the day. You know him, you love him, it's Moses, everybody!
Well. Hello. And I gotta come up with something new. I gotta come up with some kind of opening, but that's all I got now. The well.
Moses, are you in the toilet right now? It sounds like you're in the bathroom.
I am. I am in the bathroom. You know, that's where I come up with some of my best ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's where you hide from the family.
Yeah, so all of that together, it's like, not only can I come up with good ideas, but I get some time alone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hear a flush, deletable. Deletable.
No, we're including the flushes.
Okay,
in the
fair enough. Fair enough.
Well,
fair
thanks
enough.
For joining me today, Moses.
Of course.
It's so great to hang out with you every time.
It is.
Minor correction here at the top of the podcast. In recent podcasts, I've been talking about how Focus on the Family is trying to buy ads on the God Pod. Because they haven't done their homework on what kind of podcast this is. They're like, that must be something that, but think about how much money they have. They can just throw it.
Tons.
At blast.
And then they see a little successful and they say, hey, that's God. It looks like it's something we want to do. They don't look into it, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so I previously stated that Focus on the Family was founded by Jerry Falwell. That's incorrect. It was founded by Dr. James Dobson, of course.
Equally horrible.
Who is James Dobson? I would have lost that Jeopardy question. But equally horrible, he's a dick. They're all dicks.
He sounds like an actor. He sounds like starring James Dobson.
James Dobson. It's a good name.
Yeah, it is. It's a strong name.
Yeah, I just can't get over how funny that is. I'm going to be laughing about that.
That's the name of someone who would be like taking over for the Rockford Files, you know, James Dobson as Jim Rockford. I don't know.
Right.
That's what it sounds
right.
like.
He sounds like the guest murderer on an episode of Columbo. It was Dr. James Dobson. One more thing, Dr. Dobson.
I love that we're pulling out Rockford Files, Columbo. People who are younger who are like, what am I listening to?
What is this?
You're listening to two old men is what you're listening to. Deal with it.
Well, what do they expect? It's God and Moses.
Right.
We're about as old as it gets.
Right.
Top story today is Hulk Hogan being wooed by Scientology.
What?
Yeah.
I am genuinely surprised because I'm just now reading the headlines here.
Yeah, hell no, brother.
Wow.
Don't do it, brother. Okay. Yeah, Tom Cruise, you know, he's feeling the heat.
Ooh.
With all this, you know, people are going after Scientology now, so I think they need a bruiser.
Wow.
So they're trying to get the Hulkster on board.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I mean, if this was, you know, 1991, I'd be like, oh man, this is huge.
Yeah.
But
at this point, Hulk Hogan is like 165 years old.
Yeah, that's
what are we worried about here?
Why don't y'all go out and get Patrick Duffy while you're at it? You know, let's keep it in the 80s.
Yeah, the Hulkster, I think he could still kick my ass because I'm not too good at wrestling.
Can I just upset some people right now? Wrestling's fake, right?
Wrestling is so fake.
Okay.
Like, wrestling is faker than me.
Wow.
Okay.
That's huge.
That's super fake. Let's read a review, Moses.
Fair enough.
This is a nice one from author Zionglo.
Zionglo. This is a nice one.
This is a nice one. Not going to be reading any reviews that, you know, rip you into shreds.
We don't want to do that.
Moses. Like, no. A future review we might get is, 1 star, Moses is horrible. Who records from a bathroom? Really? What the hell was that, Moses? I love you, Moses.
I love you back.
Title, Now It Makes Sense. Author Zionglo from Australia. 5 stars, I reckon.
Mate.
The bishops did a ceremony to bless the new minibus. It was so stupid, I became an atheist. Thanks to the God Pod, I've seen the light. Some of it, anyway.
The minibus? What? Am I missing something here about the minibus?
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's the Pope's minibus?
Okay, sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
You tell us, listeners. We're supposed to know everything, but...
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Newsflash, we don't. It's just, you know, our PR team making me sound good.
Right.
God's omniscient. God is omnipotent, not impotent.
Got it.
It's time for Ask God, Moses. Let's read some questions from our patrons and fans.
Ooh.
First one here is from Woofles. Woofles is we're getting a lot of new people on our Discord server, and it's really cool.
I like Woofles. I like the name already.
I like this name. It's quite a community and family that is growing there. And you can get to our Discord server by clicking on our link tree in the show notes. But Woofles says, "Hi, Lord. I was wondering, did Epstein kill himself?"
Ooh, right out of the gate.
Wow.
Right out of the gate.
Wow, right off the gate. Right out of the gate, Woofles is coming in hot with the big one. The big one.
Oof.
Moses, what do you think?
Short answer, yes. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Long answer, no.
Right, long answer.
I gotta say, I saw a lot of the stories about it, and I don't think that he did, because lot of suspicious stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
A lot of suspicious stuff. Although I gotta say, though, Moses, if the billionaires around the world had him killed,
mm-hmm.
Why didn't they kill the other one that's on trial?
Right, right.
Ghislaine.
First of all, let me make it clear. I'm a huge fan of sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just put that out there. Mm-hmm. So again, of course he killed himself. Of course he did. And you know how he did it? We won't know because the cameras were dysfunctioning that day. So,
yeah, of course he killed himself.
Which happens.
But we'll never know for sure because the guards weren't there that night. They were on break or something.
Right, which happens. Right. Come on, everybody takes a break.
Yeah, with a high-profile prisoner. So there's your answer. Right. Our old pal Phoenix Rising asks, so are all dudes going to start calling their dick Todger now? Again,
what?
Coming in hot out of left field. For God and Moses.
Wow.
I don't know where this is coming from. Why we're getting this question. But isn't it nice to have a penis?
It's nice to have a tantra.
Isn't it like the dong a dong? I think that dudes should start out calling their dicks Todgers now. Because
interesting.
I think it would make it fancier. They should also wear a tux. You know, dress up your dick. Dress up your Todger.
Dress it up.
Give it a little, you know, monocle.
Monocle on the penis. Fair enough.
A monocle would work well on the head. Oh, boy. Next question is from Dr. V, who says, God, what's your biggest mistake?
Okay. Wow. What's your favorite mistake? Your biggest mistake?
You're my favorite. Yeah, I would say that humans, obviously, are my biggest mistake. And but they're also my favorite mistake. Because they make all that TV that I love.
That's why.
And the movies and the video games that are keeping me going through the end of history.
So you were pretty bored before television came along. You were like, eh.
Oh, I had no idea how bored I was, Moses.
Right.
Until, exactly, humans started writing drawing stuff on cave walls.
Yeah.
I was like, this shit is blowing my mind. Look how cute they are. Look at this little artiste.
And then they did the, it's like the little flip paper thing, but they did it with rocks back in the cave days. Mm-hmm. They like do different drawings on the rocks and they'd flip the rocks so it looked like they were moving fast, the little images, right?
Is that right, right.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. And then you had that old Burning Bush thing, David Copperfield kind of
shmeal.
Yeah, that's pretty entertaining. And so you had entertainment.
Yeah, and it's just gotten better over the centuries. So thank you for that, humans. That said, you're also destroying the planet.
True. But there were images on the walls, and then from there it jumped right over to The Mandalorian on
The Mandalorian season 3 is coming out.
Yeah.
You know, Days of Our Lives. I might be known to binge. You got Andor on the Disney Plus. Have you seen the Andor yet, Moses?
We have yet to watch it. All planned out. Here's the thing. Let me just do it real quick. Here's the thing.
Bastard.
You have this baby, and we say, this is the plan. We're going to do this. And then you get the baby to sleep finally about 3 hours later, and we're pooped.
And then you pass the F out.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe in a couple of years. We'll see.
That'd be nice.
All right. Peace and Doug asks, and this is another new user on our Discord.
Nice.
Peace and Doug says, dear God, is heaven a place on earth? What is it worth? In heaven, who comes first?
That Belinda Carlisle song, right? Right? Is this what we're doing?
Oh, I wasn't aware. This is a song. Oh, I should have known because it rhymed.
Right.
In heaven.
I assume Peace and Doug because there is a song called Heaven is a Place on Earth by Belinda Carlisle, formerly of the Go-Go's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
In heaven, who comes first? Obviously me.
Right.
I mean, it's all about kissing my ass in heaven.
True.
Also, I struggle with, holding my wad. It's part of getting older.
I mean, you start with Epstein and it's all downhill from there. That's good.
All uphill. Well, thank you for that question, Peace and Doug. Next one is from another new fan who has been asking these hilarious would you rather questions of us.
I love these. I love would you rather.
So Lefty Libby says, God, would you rather have a guaranteed loud fart in public every month, totally at random, for the rest of your existence, or everything tastes like bananas, no matter what you eat? Okay, this one is really easy for me. Okay, I'm gonna go with the guaranteed loud fart in public every month, totally at random, because I'm already doing that. So,
but see, here's the thing: what Lefty Libby, when Lefty Libby says guaranteed, that's basically, yeah, you do it all the time anyway, but the guarantee is there so you don't shite yourself.
Yeah, it's exactly. This is like a step up for us.
See, that's the dream come true. It's like, oh, I can do this every day. I already do it. But no,
Yeah, and you're not going to,
shit
your pants.
Right.
And at our age, Moses, that's just wonderful. Everything tastes like bananas, no matter what you eat. That's just a punishment straight out of hell.
It is. It really is.
Because although I like bananas, I like other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're both in total agreement on this one, right, Moses?
Hey, I totally agree. Totally agree.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for your questions, listeners. And keep them coming. Keep them coming so that we have something to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk about, let's go on to the Moses Show.
Oh, the Moses Show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. My opening theme is this week. It's going to be the theme that we can't use because it's copyright. But imagine the theme from Barney Miller.
Okay, again, another old man show that I've never heard of, Moses. Is that like ba 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 ba?
Sure, Hawaii 5-0. But I'll take that.
Okay.
So this is. Let me tell you something. I am enjoying this so much. This George Santos. For those out of the country.
George Anthony DeVolder Santos. He's been all over the news. Yeah.
You can now, of course, add Kitara, his drag name.
Mm-hmm.
So George Santos, he's quote unquote Republican, supporter of anti-LGBTQ laws, you know,
basically the new Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right. So he participated in drag shows as Katara, the drag queen, in Brazil back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's receipts. There are photos. There's videos.
It's clearly him.
It's obviously him. And he's still denying it. He's like, nope, that's not me. It's like, oh, Jesus, come on.
Yeah.
It's definitely him.
How many stories? He's like the new Trump.
He is, but it's.
Remember that time Trump got caught doing drag shows?
Right. Right. He came out as Tiffany. Got it. That was it.
Yeah.
So it's that. And of course, he's denying that, even though there are photos and video. He's saying that's not me.
He's a liar. I think he's a liar.
It's pretty obvious. But here's the thing. I love this one. He also used a fake Jewish name on a GoFundMe because he thought, quote, Jews will give more if they know you're a Jew.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Moses, as the leader of the...
He's right. It's true, I gotta say. Because if this guy was there and he's like, hey, my name's Heuschel, and I'd be like, Heuschel, stop right there. How much you need? And you give money.
He's not...
But that's true. And worry about the facts later. That's what.
Don't lie. No, he's not. Yeah.
But anyway, he's not. He always used... He used my old joke, which I used all the time growing up.
That you're Jewish. He stole your joke.
He stole my joke, and of course he's going to deny it.
So you were telling that joke growing up in ancient Egypt.
Way back then. Even then, they were like...
Because you were prince of Egypt, and they were like, Moses, you seem kind of Jewish. Are you Jewish? And you're like, no, I'm not Jewish. I'm Jew-ish.
Even back then, they're like, oh, we've heard that before. So even people back then know. It's on one of the walls scrawled by one of the cavemen, actually. He's like, yeah, good one. Also, here's another little George Santos story. He took $3,000 from a dying dog, and it's GoFundMe. This veteran who had a dog, which is like, this veteran was having difficulties. So they have a emotional support dog. And this dog was everything.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, George Santos, who was going by another name back then, started a GoFundMe for the dog, but ended up just taking the $3,000 for the quote unquote dog and put it in his own pocket.
What a piece of shit.
And then the dog died. The dog needed a tumor removed. And George Santos pocketed that money and the dog died from the tumor that was not able to be saved because the $3,000 was in the Santos pocket.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, here's another thing about Santos. He says he will resign if 142,000 people ask him to. First of all, that's bullshit. He won't.
Yeah, I think many more people than that have signed petitions, and he has resigned.
Yeah,
denied swindling. He's just not denied being a drag queen. He's denied swindling the disabled veteran.
Yeah.
That said, you can't believe anything he says because it's already been proven that he's a pathological liar.
Yeah.
And so I think the big headline from this week is that George Santos is a lying asshole.
Well said. I think that's actually official from the Drudge Report. He's a lying asshole.
Yeah, that's the subtext of all of these stories.
Right.
Have you heard? That's basically January 2023. Have you heard of this George Santos motherfucker? He's a lying piece of shit. There's not much going on in the news, Moses. I got to be honest.
That's true. But I will say this. Interesting. Lauren Boebert actually said, conspiracy theorists shouldn't be on committees. And she's having a little back and forth with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, what's that about?
Well, they just don't like one another. You know, they don't like...
Well, first of all, this is ridiculous for her to say conspiracy theorists should. So she's basically saying that she shouldn't be on any committees.
Exactly. but she thinks she's aiming that at Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know.
Is she trying to, like, change her...
Image?
Image to be less like Marjorie Taylor Greene and more normal now?
I'll tell you, she got a little scared because she only won by like 500 plus votes.
Right. So now she's trying to rebrand as a normal.
Exactly. And her first rebranding is going after Marjorie Taylor Greene, which I think is a big mistake because they're both horrible, but MTG could take her easily. Easily.
Easily. Oh, yeah. She's powered by evil.
Yeah, she is. But anyway, that's the Moses show. This was fun.
Wow. Wow.
I love it. It's like a little gossip. It's like a little gossip show. It's like, have you heard?
It's have you heard. It's all these
things. Could we change the name to have you heard?
Have you heard with Moises? Yeah.
And I'll just take one subject and I'll go nuts with it like that.
The God Pod will be right back after these messages.
Moses, do you have a word of the week or a conspiracy theory to talk about?
Well, you know, I wasn't prepared.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, what a shock.
That's fair.
Not prepared.
Yeah.
But you think about it, Moses.
I will. I'll think about it.
You think about it good. See what else is going on in the news today. Democrats introduced constitutional amendment to reverse Citizens United campaign finance ruling. Wow. Mm. Cool. I'm sure that'll pass through the Republican House.
Of course.
No, it won't. But that would be nice because, yeah, money and politics, Moses, it's terrible.
They go hand in hand.
It's like money and religion.
Now, this is kind of it is a conspiracy theory, but on the heels of the the George Santos story, apparently it is going around that he is secretly trying to take down the Republican Party.
No,
really. I'm being serious. I'm not just making this up for the sake of a conspiracy, but he is because it's so outlandish, the lies that he's telling. He's trying to take them down by coming in there and doing, but it's going to backfire. It's backfiring because basically they're keeping him. He's not going to be able to get away.
Yeah. Not only are they keeping him, he's being put on committees and stuff, right?
Absolutely.
As he's on Marjorie Taylor Greene.
He's on the small business committee.
Shit. I have a small business. I'm scared now.
Yeah. Well,
the God
Pod. He's in charge.
No. And Marjorie Taylor Greene's on the Homeland Security Committee.
Wait, didn't she say that it was 9/11 was a hoax?
Did she?
Yeah. She said 9/11 is a hoax.
Wow.
And in so many words. And now she's on the Homeland Security Committee. So there you go. There you go. Da, 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 da.
And George Santos said that his mother died in 9/11.
That's right. He said she was in one of the towers. And then he actually tweeted a few years later that she passed away recently. Like he just kept, every time he would need something, he'd be like, hey, my mom's dead.
America, everybody. America. A complete dumpster fire. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to get rid of this guy. They're like, oh, no, we can't.
No,
because they
not.
Need the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They need the numbers. But isn't it ironic or completely full of shit, hypocritical, that the Republicans, who they've been attacking drag queens and attacking the gay community and calling them groomers this whole time, and then they have this guy who was a drag queen, and they're just going to ignore that. Right. Mm-hmm. They're going to ignore his time as Katara. And now he's a
of
member.
Of course they are.
But isn't this what they always do with the projection? You know, they'll accuse people of being pedophiles. They're a pedophile.
Right.
It's really disappointing, Katara, if I can say so. It's absolutely bullshit. But he was boasting about them. He was totally boasting. But the Brazilian drag artist who knew him, it says GOP Representative George Santos couldn't cut it as a drag queen. He is crazy.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, being a drag queen is harder than being a lying piece of shit in Congress.
Right. I've done neither, but I imagine they're both very difficult.
You haven't? We should totally do drag, Moses.
That would be something.
Yeah.
Because I would have to lose the beard, and I can't lose the beard.
Yeah, me either.
So, there
me
you go.
Either.
Mm-hmm.
George Santos, you're going to hell. You're going to hell. And so is the world, apparently. Do you think that the world's in a global recession, Moses?
I do.
Yeah.
I think it's going to get worse. You think it's going to get worse before it gets better?
You know what? As bad as it is, as hard as times are, you saying voice.
Yeah.
It's a spoonful of sugar for me.
I like to sit down with people and look them in the eye and go, listen, it's going to get voice. And then they giggle and they're like, oh, okay, that's fine. And everything's better.
Before it gets boida.
Boida. Before it's going to get voice before it gets boida. They go, what? Like, I just go with it. I go, okay.
What the hell are you talking about? Do you add an O and an I to everything you say, Moses?
Maybe.
Moiby? All right, let's go to the Discord and find some more Ask God, because I didn't prepare enough of, like, an outline for the episode.
Well, you work a lot. You know, it's people are always saying,
I've been quite stressed because of the global recession and prayers that I'm feeling.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I might get fired as God. So there's that.
Right, right.
And so if you're listening to this show right now, thank you so much. Please turn on automatic downloads so that even when you don't decide to tune in, we still get the download numbers.
Well, and you can listen to it whenever you want. You don't have to be like, oh, I have to listen to this now and stream it. It's like, no. Yeah, maybe later you're going to go for a walk. You need to hear it.
Yeah, exactly. And then it'll be ready.
Yeah.
For you.
I mean, you could do much voice.
All right, here's a fun question from Cheshire Cat, who says, Mary Boff Kill. Oh, Boff is another word for fuck, right?
Right, all yes. Right.
Mary Boff Kill, Tom Hanks, John Cusack, Keanu Reeves, and you can pick them at any age.
Wow. I would definitely marry John Cusack.
Really?
Absolutely. No question.
You think he would take care of you?
Yeah, and also it would be a lifelong relationship. We would. I just like the guy.
Yeah.
I would fuck Keanu Reeves.
Right.
Because I'd rather him not talk too much. He's a nice guy. But, you know. And I would kill Tom Hanks.
Why?
Yeah. And this may sound like a conspiracy theory, but he's not the nicest guy in the world. He's not.
Really?
Yeah, he's not. He's not. He cheated on his wife.
He did.
Oh, absolutely.
So definitely don't marry him.
No, don't marry him because he cheated on Rita with that girl from the show Big Love that he produced.
What?
There you go. Jennifer Goodwin, I think her name is.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I'm going to agree with all your choices because that was some damn fine reasoning.
Yeah, it's like you give him a choice. This game's fun, but some people, you gotta back it up with a why.
Yeah, And Keanu Reeves, I would be nervous about being married to him because he's just too pretty.
Exactly. Thank you. He is.
And I'm like, are you going to, don't, I'm not going to say he would cheat on me, but he would cheat on me. And he would be right to do so.
You know what they say? You could do worse than Keanu Reeves. You could do worse. Okay. All right. That's the last one.
No. Dr. V says, God, isn't it great that we haven't heard from Kanye in a while? Yeah, isn't that weird? Like,
yeah, I never thought of that. I totally forgot about him.
Kanye and Elon were all over the news at the end of 2022 with their insanity, and then they both just sort of fell back after the election.
That's right.
What's up with that?
Wow, that's right.
Maybe welcome to Conspiracy Corner with God. Elon was doing all kinds of crazy shit. No.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. There's a lawyer looking for Kanye.
Oh.
They're trying to serve him with papers is what it is.
Oh, just like the leader of Scientology, David Miscavige.
Miscavige.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Kanye is all of a sudden he's difficult to find, which is great. If you want someone to shut up, just say, we're trying to find you. We need to serve you with some papers. You'll never hear from him again.
Man, it must suck living your life trying to avoid being served papers.
Right.
you know you fucked up when you're dodging the summons.
Yeah.
Left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Bacon the 25th asks, God, if someone lives a full life and gets to heaven, do they get their younger body back?
Oh, good.
Or is it more of a buff old person situation?
Oh, this is a great question.
Yeah, this is a very confusing one.
Well, isn't it when you were at your best? It's what my family used to tell me. They'd be like, whatever you, when you were at your best. And I'm like, well, with everybody, wasn't it when they were younger?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, emotionally and physically, more emotionally. I'm like, oh, great. Well, I'm better now that I'm older, and I don't want that body. I want the old one. Am I right? Am I close?
You know, most people I give a choice. You, I didn't, obviously. You still have to be old forever.
Obviously.
Because you got a persona you have to maintain.
Yeah.
And that persona is old, you know, walks with a limp, needs a cane.
Right, right. Yeah,
you know, expect Moses. So it all just depends on the case, folks. Sometimes, right. You know, they get their younger body back. Sometimes I'm like, you get to stay old.
which is probably the worst way you can answer a question to anybody. Any question, it's like, I don't know, depends. That's all you have to do.
Well, did you ever see that movie Coco?
I watch it quite a bit with my son, yes.
Yes, it's a beautiful movie. But at the end,
great.
The mother and father are sort of like young and at their best. And Coco, their daughter, is just like 90.
<That's>
You're
right.
Like, what she the is. F, God? Why? Yeah. Why does she, this is so, it's because the audience would be confused otherwise as to who is that, and there would, you know, so
good
yeah
point.
Sorry
yeah.
Coco.
Mm-hmm.
Coco,
I never thought of that.
Yeah, Coco is so much better than Encanto, am I right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we watched Encanto yesterday.
Yeah, we don't talk about
okay no. Yeah, definitely Coco.
So the son is, your son, baby Moses is loving all these movies?
Yeah, right now, Frozen 2 is the best one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So basically you're watching a lot of Disney classics, like Frozen 2.
Oh yeah, Frozen 2 and Moana are the two big ones.
Mm.
Yeah.
How about Winnie the Pooh? Any Winnie the Pooh?
Have not. We tried that early on, but he was like, "Eh, what is this?
Too slow."
Because once you start with Pixar, it's like everything else looks like crap. And he's like, "What are you doing here? What is this?
Yeah,
a flip book? Was it a flip book?
What about Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey?
Oh, okay, all right. We're not. That's all right. I still haven't gotten over that.
Don't show that to baby Moises.
Moises.
Let's see what some of the goddamn news that our patrons and fans have pasted for us in Discord. Okay,
great.
So a lot of talking about George Santos. We've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, here's one from GRS Jackson. According to the BBC News, UFO reports by U.S. troops skyrocket to over 500.
Wow.
Wow, and it's the number of encounters has climbed from the 144 in its 2021 report.
Really?
What? Aliens are like going to make themselves known to the humans soon. Is this the year, Moses? Is this the year they finally come out of the alien closet? Wait,
I don't think
no,
so.
That's not the way that we should describe it.
No, of course not. Of course not. I don't think so. I don't think so. I was watching someone recently. I don't remember who it was, but they spoke about how, why are the aliens landing in the middle of these stupid towns when people don't even know how to describe them? Why don't you land in, like, you know, New York City or something like that? But no, the only people that see aliens are the ones that are like, I don't know, looked like a big old silver thing. You know what I mean?
And why are they always doing the anal probing?
Oof.
Moses, have you ever been anally probed by an alien?
I have not.
It's not bad. They do a nice colonic.
Well, now I'm a little upset because they never offered.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, a couple times I was like, is there anything else that needs to happen here? And they're like, no, we're good.
No, we're good. We're good on you, Moses.
I'm like, wow, really? Okay.
Okay, right. I am insulted.
I'm like, I have the robe. I can lift up the robe real quick. It's fine. It's quick. They're like, nah, we're good. We're good. You just limp over there. I didn't look at them and I go, you could have voice. Last one. That was the last one.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I heard also, some, you know, just bouncing around the news here. I saw that David Cross died.
David Crosby.
Oh, David Crosby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Phew.
Well, that's sad. Welcome to heaven, David. I think he was kind of atheistic, but you got in because I like your music.
Yeah.
You know, I'm building a nice band up here with all the best people. And
okay, now I get it, because earlier you were getting the stage set up for a little comedy night for David Cross. So now it's like, no, it's David right. Crosby. Got it.
David
got it.
Crosby. Okay.
All right.
It's a really stupid joke, everybody. And I apologize sincerely. I understand if you don't forgive me.
Don't you dare apologize. Don't you dare.
Apparently, Elon Musk's drop in fortunes breaks world record.
Yeah, good for him, you know.
Yeah. He's lost more money than I'll ever see. In 2022, he lost around $165 billion from his stupid Twitter bullshit. Will he ever be broke? Probably not. Should he be? Yes.
I mean, when you say broke, according to us, he'll never be broke. To him, he's like, oh my God.
Oh, he's ready to throw himself out a window right now.
Right.
Oh. Don't
do
it. Do
you visit Twitter still? Do you visit Twitter?
No, I actually stopped using Twitter like in November.
I remember that, but you don't check back once in time to time?
Okay. I'm not going to lie to you, Moses. From time to time, I will check in to see, you know, if there's anything interesting going on in the dumpster fire but it's much less and less.
Yeah, same.
Over time, I got to say. I'm spending lots of time on Mastodon, mm-hmm. where I've got like 110,000 followers.
Nice.
And people are super nice.
Nice.
They, you know, I promoted the podcast there, and it got like 1,000 shares.
Wow.
And so I think we've got a lot of people that are tuning in for Mastodon.
Good.
And on the next episode, I have the admin of the Mastodon server that I'm on, Supernova. That's his username. His real name's Byron Miller. And he's just the admin of the instance. And how these things work is that the people donate to their Patreon to cover the server costs.
Right.
And that's basically it for all of these servers.
Yeah.
And so he must be an extraordinary individual to be able, because this is one of the biggest, it's the Universidon server that I'm on. Which I felt like I belonged in the universe. I mean,
of course, yeah.
And also George Takei joined that one, and I'm like, George Takei's smart. That's the one. It's hard to pick what server to go on, right?
See, and that's the thing. What people are saying, they don't like that there are so many different servers.
Like, why do I have to pick? Oh, this right, is the right, step right. that right. I can't handle. But yeah, it's a nice one. And it's really nice not having an algorithm. Like, the only algorithm there is just most recent.
Oh, okay.
So there's no one, like, no billionaire fascist a-hole who's deciding what gets seen and what doesn't.
Nice.
You know, which I find to be disgusting.
Sure.
And it's just really interesting that other... Like, so many people haven't left Twitter because it's loss prevention. They have, you know, a lot of followers there or friends they've made there, and they don't want to leave. They don't care who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like the way that he was said that he was all about free speech and then banned a bunch of people he didn't like because of their speech. To me, that's boil shit.
Boil shit.
Did I say that?
No, that's good. That's
boil
good.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so I got the F out. Honestly, Twitter never did me any favors anyway.
Mm-hmm.
For anything. Like, if for promoting the podcast, for, like, it's just complete nonsense. People they're so toxic. They're so, like, nasty.
Absolutely.
And people on Mastodon are so nice.
Yeah.
You know, they're friendly. Overall, and so I go where the friendly people are.
Good.
It's just a hell site. But yeah, that's what happened. So we're gonna talk to this guy on the next episode, and I'm excited. It'll be interesting to get his take on all of this.
Yeah.
The God Pod will be right back after these messages.
Well, I still pop into Twitter from time to time, and I'll post here and there, but
you
it's
what?
Just not the same. Well, I post.
You're helping a fascist, Moses.
Well, you know, I from time to time.
Your posts are keeping his website alive.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But, you know, from time to time I check in with people. Not a big deal, and obviously all the views are down and people are like, blah, blah, blah. So it's not as fun. So, you know, I'll probably disappear forever from there soon.
It's entropy. It's slow. It's slow. It's slow. Yeah. And then it's really fast.
Right. Right.
Like a dying star. Yeah. Wow. Apparently they've been auctioning off office supplies, including a pizza oven and a neon bird sign.
Are you serious?
Yes. Which is strange to me. It's strange to me that the richest man in the world is selling off office supplies.
Wow.
To turn a profit. It's like, is he really actually rich, or is this all, are numbers all just lies?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Moses, changing gears a bit. Here's a fun story I found on Not the Onion. Because it sounds like an onion story, but it's not. It's real.
All right.
Thief steals St. Michael statue from church, trips, and is injured by the angel's sword.
Wow. Wow.
Brought That's to us fantastic. By CatholicNewsAgency.com.
That's fantastic.
Good job, St. Michael statue. A drunken thief was injured after falling on the sword of a statue of St. Michael the Archangel that he was trying to steal from a church in Mexico. Yeah.
I mean, that's great. All the different religions have their own way of like getting back at you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. I love that. So like if you stole from the Baptists, they would like drown you. Like you would fall into a river accidentally and drown. Is that right?
Yeah, basically. So they're all, you know, I'm sure people are like, see, St. Michael's involved. Or maybe the guy was just drunk.
Yeah. Or maybe people think about this. He just tripped. Okay. He mm-hmm. just tripped and he happened to fall. It could have been anything else. You know, if it wasn't the sword, would you still think that it was like an intervention, divine intervention kind of thing? If he like hit his head on a rock, they'd be like, oh, that's St. Michael. He loved rocks. You know, come on. Come on. I don't know.
No, Moses, that's your thing.
Oh, that's right. That is my thing.
Hitting people on the head with rocks.
I'll do it. I'll do it again too if I have to.
Oh, well, let's go to over to Ask Reddit here. Some fun questions. What's the best response to Dad, I think I'm gay? Let me read some of the responses here.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. It's good, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
Waffle Maker says, lesbian here. When I came out to my dad, he said, that's okay, honey. I don't like guys either.
It's good.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Good.
Keyboard Roller says, my stepdad, who I consider my dad, was the man that raised me, and he's a big redneck steel worker. I came out at 18, and he sat me down and said, son, I've loved you like you were my own for the past 14 years. Why the hell would I stop now? Aw. Aw. That's so,
it's really good.
So nice.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows steel mills are super gay anyway.
It's true.
The Iowan says, a guy I was in high school with and was very obviously gay was pissed when he came out to his parents, and they didn't care about that. He had a rough relationship with them anyway, and they told him they weren't angry he was gay. They're angry he was an asshole, always acting out nice. And being disrespectful.
Nice. That's good. That's really good.
Okay. Difficult Accident 9 says, in the 90s, when my girlfriend finally told her traditional Italian mom and grandma at 19, they sighed in unison, and grandma said, oh, thank baby Jesus. I was worried that I was going to have to tell you.
It's wow. good. That's good.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to have to use, I should have said any one of these to Jesus when he told me. Ginshi 1971 says, you still have to wear a condom.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's very that's dad good. Answer.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Sweet Cheesecake 40 says, my college roommate told me that when he came out to his mother, she asked, so what is butt sex like? Your father keeps pressuring me for it.
Wow. That's solid. That's something. Oh, that's good.
Horrible.
Yeah, I imagine horrible.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, so that was fun. All right, I have some goddamn news here that I thought might be fun to talk about. Known liar Alex Jones says he can't even go to dinner without women throwing themselves at him.
What? What? What?
What kind of women are we talking about here?
Yeah, exactly. And where are you going to eat dinner? That's the thing. Come on.
You are disgusting, son of a bitch.
He's going to Arby's, and when he walks out to his car, that's where the women throw themselves at him, in an Arby's parking lot.
Or he's just straight up lying. He also claims calculators heralded the enslavement of humanity.
Oy.
Which, is this because he's going bankrupt?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
As he's calculating how much money he's going to lose?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another story I have here. Iran Imam says less rain is the result of women without hijab.
Hijab.
So, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? What's going on in Iran, Moses?
I have heard.
Yeah. It's quite amazing. The protests by forward-thinking people there, it's unbelievably brave what they're doing.
They're literally giving up their lives to protest.
They're walking around everywhere, families, in the mall, without wearing... I guess it's basically, like, by law, that women are supposed to be covered up all the time.
Yep.
And in unison, an entire segment of their society just said, fuck that.
Yep.
And you're going to have to kill us all. And It's unbelievable. I mean, props for fighting back against the fanatics there. And this headline just shows you that the fanatics there are just as stupid as they are everywhere else. There isn't less rain because of women without hijab.
Ugh.
Is
that one of the things they're saying, there's less rain because of that? I mean, come on. I know it's in the title, but it's just, I can't believe it. Somebody's going, yep, less rain because of that. Wow. Wow.
Well, I mean, I think they're losing the battle. Because there's plenty of places in the world that have lots of rain where no one's wearing a hijab. So I think this guy's full of shit.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry for this episode being all over the place, everybody. But
it's different. It's different. It's good. We got a lot to talk about.
Sometimes,
we're doing great.
Moses, how have you been? How have you been, really?
It's exhausted, but good exhausted. The grind. The daily grind, get that bread, as the kids say, get the bread.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard in heaven. The recession is hitting heaven especially
it
hard.
It really is, because you're trying to get that bread while also trying to keep up with your toddler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you have to nap when he naps, and sometimes you can't nap while he naps.
But how do you feel? Are you feeling happier, more optimistic?
I am because I'm in a place where it's like there's a lot of opportunity,
mm-hmm.
and I'm grasping at everything I can. So
downtown Havan,
and I'm telling you, it's something's gonna give, and I just got to keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy about that. I'm like, okay, this is good because you're moving, you're doing something.
Things are progressing for you.
Yeah, I mean, it could be better, but. The fact that I'm able to,
but it could
try,
be, it could be,
twice. You saw that coming a mile away.
And scene.
Last one. That was the last one. That was the last one. Last one.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
And you? How are you, really?
Oh, I don't know,
oh,
Moses.
Boy.
You
big
know,
sigh. Big sigh.
I struggle, Moses. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I struggle with anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you one thing. I'm trying to cut back on my weed usage.
What?
Yeah.
Is that necessary?
Well, I think that I can't really... I think it's making my anxiety worse.
Ah.
Yeah. So you know what I'm getting into now is the CBD.
Now, is that just a weaker version of weed?
Not really. It's a component that's part of wheat, right? But it's just, it kind of lowers your anxiety without raising your anxiety or giving you paranoia. Because weed these days, it's like rocket fuel.
True.
You know? And I just, I'm so old, I can't really handle it anymore. And
Same.
Right? High five, Moses. High five on being old fucks.
Right. Yeah.
So as strange as it is, because I've used it for thousands of years now, I'm slowly backing away because, you know, you don't want to feel panicked or anxious about the state of the world all the time.
Right.
Or about your own situation. Things are going to be okay in the end.
Agreed.
You know, as long as I have Moses and Jesus and, you know,
whoever else shows up,
a place to rest my head, things could be much worse. And
much worse.
As you just got to count your blessings, right?
Yes.
And it's hard to do that when you're panic stricken because you're blazed off your ass.
Yeah.
It also makes it hard to do work.
Good point.
Hard work.
Hard work. Work is hard. Work is hard.
Mm. Moses, do you have a word of the week for us?
I do not. But
the word of the week is voice. Really?
Yeah, let's go with that one. That's the word of the week. Voice. Because that's a Yiddish pronunciation of worse.
Yeah.
I'll do my accent from the somebody. Hey, man, are things pretty bad over there? Are they pretty bad? Could be voice. See, that's Yiddish. That's the Yiddish version. There you go.
There's your white of the week.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thanks for popping in, Moses. It's time for our blessings and smites.
I would like to start off by blessing. We didn't talk about it today, but I want to bless Nancy Pelosi. I want to bless Nancy Pelosi and God.
Wow.
Because they both have shown enormous strength in the face of adversity, and it's been a rough year. But both God and Nancy Pelosi, which I assume she has a seat up here when she's ready. I'm doing I can't just pick one. So this week it's God and Nancy Pelosi.
Wow.
There you go. That's my blessing.
Heard that one before.
Yeah. I did a double one there. My smite is for the obvious, George Santos,
right,
or Qatar, whoever, for obvious reasons.
That sounds like a Mortal Kombat character, Katara.
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah,
yeah. He'll tell you he came up with that too. But that's my smite. So there you go.
All right. I would like to bless you, Moses, for joining me today.
Of course.
And I hope to see much more of you.
Absolutely. This is fun.
On the God Pod.
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to bless you for not flushing the toilet while this entire time.
I waited this whole time, I'll tell you. Oh, sorry. I had to. It was time. I'm sorry.
That was a quiet one. I had
to. Yeah,
it was. It's a low-flow toilet.
It is.
And I would like to smite all the bastards. George Santos, of course. And we already smote that guy that tried to steal the statue of Saint Michael, the Archangel.
That's right. So
that was my best smite of the week, really.
Right.
And it's almost like I didn't do anything, but I did.
You did.
Well, thanks for listening, humans. Find the God Pod wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, the God Pod. Have it, Yahweh. Do you still love our catchphrase, Moses?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I love it.
Should I change the name of the podcast? You know, some people were looking for the podcast, and they're like, there's three God Pods, God. Which one is yours? Yeah, apparently, there's some imitators out there who are actually trying to do religious podcasts. And I responded to those people like, it's the one with my cartoon face.
You know, this might be a good time to ask your listeners to kind of come up with some ideas, maybe send in some thoughts, what they think it should be called.
Well, I was thinking like God Pod, a very blasphemous podcast. Or
good, I like it.
God Pod, have it Yahweh.
Yeah.
Or God Pod, this is the blasphemous one, dumb shits.
The last one.
I shouldn't say that. Don't insult the listeners.
No, it's but it was funny.
It's confusing. Okay.
Don't insult him unless it's funny.
Oh, okay. It's time for the God's honest truth. That lying piece of shit, George Santos, is going to fucking burn in hell. The Lord has spoken. And there's your very abrupt ending.
That's good.
Right, thanks, everybody. See you next time.